All right, we got Pete Sorrell on the line from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. Fish Slayer, how'd you do last Friday after we talked to you?
How you doing, Adam?
Doing great.
Yeah, we did good on Friday in the afternoon. It was real good. We caught a few walleyes and even some perch. But our ice conditions have, because of the snow, we've got a lot of slush on Lake Ogivek. So we want to make your listeners aware of that and make preparations. You probably want to take your sled instead of your wheeler, unless you freeze down a road for yourself. So
yeah,
it got a little nasty.
Okay, so you got some significant slush now. And, of course, that's because, you know, from what I understand, you guys have finally got some significant snow there now, too.
Exactly. You know, for snowmobilers, they're having the time of their lives. Our trails between here in Houghton and here in Sidna are just in really good condition. And these guys are coming in exhausted from riding so much because they're having a good time. So.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about, you know, and I want to get into a couple other spots besides Lake Ogivek, but I do want to talk about this weather pattern. And from all the experts that I talk to, when we get into the doldrums of winter, which basically that's where we are now, you know, we got fishable ice, we got safe ice, we got slush on the ice, so it makes it a little tough to get around. But generally speaking, when you see a weather pattern like we have right now, it's consistent. We're still talking pretty cold at night, but we're talking fairly mild during the day, so metabolisms shift a lot. And my point is, everybody that I talk to that's the expert expects the bite to be very good for a short time every day.
That would be exactly correct, because when I went to Crooked Lake, when I got there, there were some people coming off grumbling. And I said, the solar table said 4 to 6. And it was just crazy because at 3:45, I caught my first bluegill and then a nice 12-inch crappie, and then it was game on because I couldn't get my bait down there fast enough until about 4:45, then somebody hit the switch and it was all over.
Mm.
So it was just crazy, crazy. But that's the way it seems to get, like you said, this time of year. My friend down at Loch Buttes there, just talking to him today, and now they've got it plowed, a road out onto the ice.
Oh, really?
For all your listeners, if they're thinking about going to Buttes there, the conditions there are very good.
Mm.
I don't know about driving out on the ice, but if they plowed it, it must be safe enough for your rig. So I expect a lot more action down that way. He said he fished last Friday, and he got a few panfish, got half a dozen northern, but he said he wasn't impressed with the bite yet. So,
okay,
the conditions there are much much favorable because it doesn't have, you know, slush on the ice and that. So it's easier going.
Oh, we got lots more details to get into with Pete at Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing as we talk about a tournament coming up this weekend and exactly what they're getting the perch and walleye on in the lakes he's been fishing, including Lake Ogivek. So stay tuned for part 2 coming up right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.